Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall discuss another very grave misconception which is found regarding Islam and women. There are some people who think that men are superior to women and that women are inferior to men. And this misconception has arisen on account of a certain interpretation of a verse of the Quran. And verse reads, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. And men hold a degree of superiority over women. So it is generally this verse which is the basis of the opinion about which people think that men are superior to women. Now, if we study this verse in context, we'll come to realize that, first of all, the translation is erroneous. It is not that men are being discussed here. It is the husbands which are being discussed here. The whole context is regarding the rights and obligations of the spouses. So, therefore, one correction should be made in the translation, and the verse itself should be translated as that husbands hold a degree of superiority over their wives. Now, as far as this degree of superiority is concerned, the context of this verse, as well as one other verse of the Quran, is very clear in telling us that this superiority is not absolute. It is not that husbands or men are superior to their wives or to women. The fact of the matter is that they have been given certain responsibilities as the head of the family, which they have to discharge, and which make them a degree superior to women. Again, this superiority is not because they are different with regard to the human beings, but because of the fact that they have different responsibilities and different obligations which they must discharge. As far as human beings are concerned, men and women are absolutely equal. Regarding the degree of superiority which men have, the Quran itself says at another place, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Men are guardians of women because God has given the one more preference over the other and because they support them. This verse actually has gives us this picture that men have been regarded, they have been appointed as heads of the family because they have certain qualities in them, they have certain characteristics in them, and one of them is that they are temperamentally and physically more suited for this task, and the other is that they have been entrusted with the financial responsibility of the family. So therefore, it is improper to regard men as superior to women in any respect. They are, of course, they have certain authorities as the head of the family, but this is not the fact that they are superior to women as far as the capacity of human beings is concerned. Now, another verse of the Quran very clearly says that men and women, regarding human beings, regarding the fact in their capacity as human beings, they are absolutely equal to one another. The Quran says, "Ya ayyuha an-nasu ittaqu rabbakum allazi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa bassa minhuma rijalan kaseeran wa nisaa." Mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single person and created of like species his mate, and from these two scattered countless men and women. This verse absolutely makes it clear that as far as human beings are concerned, as far as the status of human beings are concerned, men and women are absolutely equal, because Eve Adam and Eve were of the same species. They were absolutely equal. So therefore, it would be erroneous to regard men as superior to women. Also, as I said earlier, the verse under consideration which has become a cause of misconception relates to the family setup. And as husbands, they have been given certain responsibility. Men have been given certain responsibilities which they have to discharge. So it would be erroneous to conclude that that women have absolute superiority or men have absolute superiority. It is the responsibility, the nature of responsibility, which is different. And in certain spheres, women, for example, as mothers, they hold more superiority. And, for example, in the case of a family setup, it is the men who have been given more responsibility. So it's not a question of superiority or inferiority regarding their status as human beings. It's more a question of the responsibilities which are imposed on them. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وللسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.